SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Pressuring Iran to agree to a peace deal, Joint Chiefs Chairman General Dan Kane says that while the current ceasefire has ended hostilities for now, that will quickly change if Iran does not choose the path of peace. Kane says that he and War Secretary Hegseth are in full agreement.
And as the Secretary said, I'd like to emphasize during this pause that the United States Joint Force remains postured and ready to resume major combat operations at literally a moment's notice.
Hegseth says the U.S. naval blockade of Iranian ports has been a complete success, adding that President Trump is committed to keeping it up for as long as it takes. Russia hammered civilian areas of Ukraine overnight, launching hundreds of missiles and dozens of drones. At least 16 people killed, scores more wounded.
In Kyiv, AP footage showed cars on fire and damaged and burnt out buildings after Russia struck the capital with drones and ballistic missiles. 20-year-old Yuri Doroshenko walked through his destroyed apartment, his feet crunching on glass and metal shrapnel as he came to collect his pet rabbit, Kosh. At least 4 people were killed in Kyiv, including a 12-year-old, with more than 50 others injured. Ukrainian officials said Russia launched nearly 700 drones and dozens of ballistic and cruise missiles, primarily targeting civilians. I'm Karen Chemas.
President Trump goes west today, highlighting his taxpayer-friendly policies, including easing the tax burden on those who benefit from tips and overtime. The president will be visiting Las Vegas. A New York jury has ruled that Ticketmaster and Live Nation held an anti-competitive monopoly over big concert venues, Live Nation vowing an appeal. The Dow is down 97 points, the Nasdaq 30 points lower. This is SRN News. Is America ready for AI Jesus?
6 months ago, the tech company Just Like Me launched an app that allows users to ask questions to an image of Christ generated by artificial intelligence, which will then offer answers and engage in an interactive conversation. Pastors and theologians are sounding an alarm, pointing out that artificial intelligence makes mistakes, and the best way for a Christian to get answers is to pray and read the Bible. Meanwhile, the company is shopping the app to churches. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration has fired 4 Justice Department prosecutors involved in cases against pro-life activists. The terminations came just before the release of a report detailing the Biden administration's prosecution of pro-lifers under the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act. Attorney General Todd Blanche says no department should conduct selective prosecution based on beliefs. The weaponization that happened under the Biden administration will not happen again. SRN News. A push by GOP leaders to promote Turning Point USA chapters in public high schools is stirring a free speech debate.
While Republican governors say the partnerships counter the oppression of conservative voices in education, critics argue Christian leaders often silence voices when it comes to topics like sex education and LGBT issues. Several states, though, have announced partnerships with Turning Point USA to establish chapters in every high school. ACLU says endorsing these clubs likely violates federal law. A spokesman, though, says Turning Point USA continues to grow rapidly. Jason Walker reporting.
Ahead of the midterms, Democrats are boasting of eye-popping fundraising hauls in some of this year's most competitive Senate contests. For the first 3 months of the year, Texas Democrat Senate candidate James Tallarico's campaign says he raised $27 million. SRNNews.com.